It's time to let loose, talk some Michigan, and play in the playground. The Sunday Morning Playground on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA. The Ticket. At the playground.
Welcome to the playground right here on Sports Talk 1050 WTKA, The Ticket. I am Josh Zinke. You can follow me at JZ Radio on Twitter if you really want to. I follow most people back. If you delete me, I delete you. Matt Misler, you're on this side of the glass.
Yeah, I'm here.
Where can we find you on Twitter?
At the Miz on Air.
At the Miz on Air. Tony O, just found out we had a show about 30 minutes ago. We know he does not have a Twitter. And then Jacob Babbitt on that side, because he'll be running lines with, you know, that will start within less than an hour. At the pregame, well, the pregame, not the actual game.
No.
Babbitt, do you have a Twitter?
Yeah, Jacob underscore Babbitt.
And I know you're a winner right away, Jacob. I'm going to go ahead and predict it's Romine.
Romine for nine. Yep. Romine for all nine.
I knew Jacob Babbitt was pumped to see that yesterday.
Hey, the biggest highlight from the Tigers season so far.
So
and
far.
All year.
Yeah, if you look at Twitter on that, a lot of people were either like happy for him, or there are a lot of people like, you know, your season's gone to crap when this is happening to you, when you're one of the worst teams. I guess it was supposed to happen. They wanted to do it at home here in Detroit, but the front office thought, probably not the best thing to do. You might get some backlash from everyone else. Paul Molitor, the Twins head coach or the manager, he just went out and said, he didn't really like it too much, but you know what? It must have been on his bucket list for a long time. So, Mr. Romine, congrats. Played all nine positions.
Well, yeah, but who cares though when you're the head, when you're manager of a team that's going to the playoffs though?
Right, exactly that. And he did have a one-run game, and he pitched when he was pitching. It was like Sano, and like he could easily gave up a shot that would have tied up the game and gave them an extra win. Yes, they're already in, but obviously you want to go ahead and get those wins for your ball club. And well, the Tigers, they get the W, so maybe we should see this every game.
Yeah, we should.
All right, so Michigan yesterday, they almost won completely.
Almost won completely?
Almost won completely.
Explain that almost won completely.
The almost is, bye week's been bad in Michigan and Ann Arbor. We've had Frank Clark. Uh-huh. We've had other guys kind of
okay, I got
there
you.
There was one guy who did not get the total win for Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
That was Nate Johnson, athlete, moved from wide receiver to DB. He was suspended indefinitely from the football program.
Yep.
So I don't know what happened. I have no clue. I just got, you know, Mr. Abloff sent us the email saying that what's happened. He's been suspended. Nothing what happened or why. But usually that's when those the bye week madness happens. This year, not everyone escaped.
Nope.
Coach Harbaugh, I'm sure we all saw it by now. He was on a diving platform.
Yep, can opener.
And your guys' thoughts, Tonio, you're first. Your thoughts on the dive that he took and overall Jim Harbaugh in swimming.
I thought his form was exquisite. I thought the splash he made was impressive, and I look forward to seeing him compete probably in the Big Ten Championship this year, right? I mean,
of swimming and diving? Yeah.
I'd like to see if he can pull off a triple Lindy.
Yeah.
I would love to see that, but I'm pretty sure with his dive that he had. Yeah, call up Ty Dillinger. It's a perfect 10.
And Jacob, your thoughts on him? If you don't know, I know you were busy yesterday. You had the U for broadcast in here. I heard a lot of people complain that it wasn't on. That wasn't. They couldn't hear streaming. Will you apologize for that? That's your fault.
Nobody told me.
Yeah, I didn't see it in my notifications for some time, but
oh, okay.
I would have told you.
Yeah.
But your thoughts on the Harbaugh dive?
Again, good form. Was looking, expecting a cannonball, but kind of did. I don't know what kind of dive or whatever that is. But
can opener.
Can opener?
Yeah.
I'm not well versed on my,
you need
diving
to get there.
Techniques. And,
that's why
you know,
you're on
swimming.
That side. Okay, yeah, I thought fun thing to do, especially during the bye week, to have that, there's other people doing weird things. I want to see more of not just Harbaugh, but I saw the guy that rides the bike off every year. I saw him do that. I want to see everyone. Like Coach Arrico was there.
Baggage was there, too.
Yep. They should have done, tried to pull off a sweet dive with no splash, because, that's going to get you those 10s.
Just the only hero.
Yeah.
Just a little drip, drop, drip.
Yeah. That's what. So that was it for Michigan, pretty much. Pretty much unscathed, except for one.
Yep.
Harbaugh does that. That's great.
Mm-hmm.
The hockey team.
They won.
They won. 60 shots on goal, 10-1 victors over a 7th grade team. Jacob Babbitt was in here. He said he loved every minute of it.
Did you?
It was a real chippy game, honestly, for like an exhibition. Yeah, it got
pretty
chippy at some point.
I can attest to that. I went to the exhibition game last year, and I don't remember who they played last year. It was one of the Canadian teams as well.
Maple Leafs?
Sure, why not? The Maple Leafs. And it was chippy during that game, too, especially as the game went on. And it wasn't a 10-1 blowout like it was last night over at Yost. But it was still one of those real chippy games where you're like this Canadian team like had something to prove. Like, listen, we're glad that you showed up. Stop now, because now you only have like 5 people on your bench. Stop, just stop.
So 10-1 victors. Is it good for? I mean, it's good to start the season that way.
It's something to definitely. I mean, especially with a bye week, or as your boy. Who hosts some show called Off the Field, would say it's preparation week, H. And it was nice to see something that wasn't, with football not being in Ann Arbor this week, it was nice to see something Michigan-based. And, of course, I mean, there was a whole bunch of other Michigan sports that went on this weekend here in town. So it was good to see, you know, see exactly what Mel Pearson had to bring to the table.
So 10-1 means to get some good players. Who knows how that other team performed? I have no idea about West Ontario, their hockey club. But I do know this is a good start to the, Mel Pearson. He's undefeated in exhibition games.
Yeah.
Has another one later on this year, right? USSA.
Yeah, on the road, actually. I had no idea that they were going to be playing. Yeah, I had no idea they were playing in Plymouth.
Really?
Yeah.
Very nice. Very nice.
So it's nice to see that.
We'll have to send Tony O to that game for us.
Where in the world is Tony O?
Got to bring that back. Also, basketball got underway as far as practice. Nothing came out of there too much other than it's Coach Beilein.
The cleanest coach in the game.
Right. Dude. He's on the ethics committee. Obviously, we weren't worried about him and the kid that was caught taking money, even though they were recruiting him at one point.
Yeah.
He's on that list. Do you think the FBI is done totally?
Nope.
No.
No?
No.
I got a long way to go.
It's like when they say the tip of the iceberg, like the iceberg is like that you see above water is like 10% of it.
Will the Big Ten see any, do you guys think? Any recourse?
I feel like it could, but I sort of doubt it will. Like I kind of wish that when that report came out that it wasn't limited to like 10 universities or whatever, 7 universities. I kind of wish it was like, okay, and here's university number 149. How many more do we have?
Yeah. No, I hope it doesn't, but I mean, I'm willing to bet that it's probably going to stem out to the Big Ten, but I don't think it's going to be like one of the big programs that has had success. Like I don't think there's going to be Tom Izzo, or you're going to see something of like, Ryan, who used to coach Bo Wisconsin. Ryan. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't
know. Count Chocula.
Yeah, Count Chocula. I mean, I don't think that you're going to get something of that nature. Like, you may get whoever's coaching Nebraska, or whoever's coaching Maryland, whoever's coaching Rutgers, the JV Big Ten basketball school. I don't think you'll see the big ones, the most notable ones, but you'll probably see, probably one of the smaller Big Ten schools that doesn't really have a success when it comes to basketball.
All right, Tony, your thoughts? You think Big Ten, and do you have any inkling of who it might be?
I mean, I think in general, I think the Big Ten will probably not fare too badly in all this, just because I feel like in general the Big Ten is not a basketball conference, and so we put less emphasis on it, and so we don't really recruit the way that like the ACC does. That being said, I was surprised that like Auburn was in it and like USC was in it, because those are teams that, I mean,
right, usually just pay their football teams.
In hindsight, I mean, even though you say that you're surprised Auburn, take a look at who's coaching down
there.
That's
true. Bruce Pearl.
Yeah.
That's true.
Bruce Pearl is not the cleanest coach.
Right. No. Either is Auburn.
The dirtiest, actually.
Yeah. He's quite dirty. In fact, ain't enough Ajax to clean him up. Ain't enough.
So, like, what do you guys think the NCAA is going to do then with the ruling, especially with Louisville? I mean, with the most...
Make money off of it, as they usually do?
Yeah, I think they're going to let the FBI take those people out, and then they're obviously they've already punished Louisville as they've taken the championship away. So how much more can they do other than just take the people out, the coaches out? And most of those coaches usually, if you punish Louisville, and so say whatever the other guy, you know, the guy that actually recruited Bowen is not Patino. Yes, he's the one that helped with the money, but you take him out of there, and I believe he's still the associate head coach.
Mm-hmm.
If you take him out, he's just going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And that's what usually happens. That's why you see these coaches go to different schools when these things happen. So I think they're going to leave it at the coaches and the people, go after them and leave the universities alone.
Yeah, I mean, look at Calipari after the whole Memphis thing went down. After that went down, Memphis got hit with the sanctions. Calipari, he escaped away clean to Kentucky.
All right.
And I don't know. I think it might be a little bit more serious just because, like Louisville has already had so many investigations and rulings against them over the past, like, 5 years. I feel like they have to get hit with lack of institutional control now just because.
Is it death penalty worthy? Is it something
know.
Where you kind of you
that,
say
I feel like
happens
NCAA
again?
Will skate away from that.
It
just
might
because it's costly, but
it might. I don't know.
Just because you just kind of say, hey, something happens again in the next 10 years, death penalty, and you make sure that it's ran a clean program. Because as I brought up on the M's, I don't know if you heard it. It's a second best show next to this one,
mm-hmm.
The Playground.
I heard it's pretty good.
Yeah, and I said there's every school has a compliance officer.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't mean everything's ran clean. But let's, you know, I was going to say it's Beat State Week, right?
It is Beat State
it's
Week.
It's the first day of Beat State Week. And I was going to ask this guy to come on. He sent me a text earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, let's go ahead and ask him to come on the show. And guess what? I didn't have to. He's calling up. Rick Leach, Rick, talk to me.
Jay-Z, how are you and Miz doing today? I mean, everything is beautiful. In fact, I happen to be playing golf with Ira, the marketing director from the Grand Traverse Resort, and a Michigan graduate and alumni named Josh, who is a dentist in the Traverse City area, very successful. And we had a wonderful day as the WTKA family continues to work behind the scenes. And from what I understand, your marketing people are talking with the Grand Traverse Resort marketing people.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's awesome, Rick, that they're doing that. So you're playing golf with Ira today. He's up there.
No, we played yesterday.
Oh, okay.
I'm back home, and as you said, I wanted to listen to the number one show in the WTKA.
Right. No, I know you know. I know what's up, Rick. I know you know. You have that. So
well,
you are
and Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Is Miz there, Jay-Z?
Yes, I am.
Miz, I'll get off the air because if I'm not mistaken, something a little bit important might be happening this week, Miz.
Yeah, I think there might be something happening that's pretty important this week.
Okay, well, I'll let you guys discuss it, but, Miz, as we talked about earlier, and I just wanted to remind you and ask you one big favor.
What's that?
Will you and that young lady that you talked to in the thing, now Sam's got a big week, and because of the circumstances that happened, I'm concerned if he's got enough juice to get through this week, Miz. And I would ask you and that young lady that took Sam to the woodshed in fantasy football, please be easy on him today because we got to have him in a good mood this coming week.
Oh, don't worry. Don't worry about it, Reek. I'll make sure that I talk Sam off the ledge. I'm gonna take my I'm gonna take my boss to the woodshed this week. I already told her right now. I says, listen, you're up in East Lansing. You're already enemy territory, and it's Beat State Week, and I'm taking you on in that league. I'm gonna take you to the woodshed. Take that, you dig.
Well, Miz, it's a well-known fact you hold the WWE title belt in the office, correct?
It's true.
I do. You're right.
Okay, so just like I said, of course you're gonna beat him. Miz, but just beat him by a little bit this week.
Okay. I don't play.
God bless you guys.
Thanks, Rick.
Have a great week. Go Blue.
Go Blue, Rick.
See, that's how great this show is. Number one show on WTK, probably in all the world. I don't know why I keep just limiting it to this station.
I think, yeah, it's the entire universe. Not even the world, the universe.
Right, and I'm from what I'm hearing is AM radio is now, people love it. And
it's
then
back.
Yeah, iHeartRadio is, I'm sure the audio boom that where we podcast at right now, they're all listening.
Everyone is just like, dude, how the hell is this one-hour show like,
better than
the
ours?
The best show right. ever. Because Rick Leach says we're number one.
See, that's how good this show is. We don't even ask our guests to come on. The guests call us.
Exactly.
And Rick Leach is obviously top notch.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we, you know.
I mean, we heard of him yesterday. We heard him yesterday.
Yeah. So I know Jacob took the call and put him right to that guest line, and we got him on right away. So Beat State Week, this is the week that means more than anything. And I know as a State fan in the years past that it was a big, you know, it was easy for listen to Sam talk trash. Like, oh, we're going to beat them 59-3. And then for years it was like, yeah, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
It didn't happen.
No.
But as a Michigan fan now on the number one show in America,
mm-hmm.
That I, you know, this is what it all comes down to. And I know we have weeks ahead, but really rolling into this. First question I have to ask you in Beat State Week, who is the starting quarterback against Michigan State Saturday, 7:30?
Oh, boy. I'm from Michigan. Here's the thing is I'm hoping that Wilton is healthy, but I think right now John O'Korn is going to be the man under center.
All right, well, let me change the question.
At 7:30.
They're both healthy.
Who's the starting quarterback?
You better figure it out because, you know, you're going to be on some of these shows.
You're right.
The second-class shows that are on this station.
Yeah, the 18th-ranked show.
Huge.
I'll say right now, I think John O'Korn.
John O'Korn, both healthy. You're picking John O'Korn.
I'm going to say O'Korn.
Tonio, you're up next.
Irish
Who's
Korn.
The starting quarterback versus Michigan State if they're both healthy on Saturday at 7:30?
They're both healthy.
They're both healthy. That's what I'm saying. They both are.
I would say, if they're both healthy, I kind of think Spate will be. Just because all those games where Harbaugh would put Spate in and leave him in for the entire game.
Yeah.
No matter what. That's sort of like the only reason, and he's got experience. But having said that, I mean, I think this is a game where we might actually see like a fairly well-distributed like between both quarterbacks.
All right.
Something we have not seen before.
All right. I like that. Jacob Babbitt, pretty much one vote for each, even though Tony O's going to say both are going to play. You break this tie. Who's going to start against Michigan State?
I think it's going to be Spate, too. Just because he's gotten, you know, all the starts, got all the experience from last year. O'Korn didn't get nearly as many snaps. Obviously, he played well a week ago. But I got Spate. Spate starting.
All right. Two for Spate. One for O'Korn. I'm saying if they are both healthy, who will start this? If you want to call in, give your vote, 734-998-1050. We will do this throughout the whole hour, so you have that time. Give us a call. It means nothing, meaning we will not entice. I do not talk to Jim Harbaugh. Miz, have you talked to him lately?
No, but I did tell him about trying to do a jackknife powerbomb from that dive. Instead, he went with the can opener, so I says, you know what? That'll do, Coach. That'll do.
Yep.
That was the only thing I told him.
All right, let's take our first break, and when we come back, we'll have a lot more to get into. We'll see if we get some more guests to call in. Tom Brady, if you're listening, call in.
Yeah.
You're listening to Sports Talk 1050's number one show in the world, The Playground.